Okay, good evening, everyone. We're continuing with our Halacha Gems learning. We are learning the Sefer Oilas Tamid and Bir HaTfila, the explanation of our very precious Tfilos, learning the meaning of the words that we recite every single day. Tonight's focus is on, of course, the desire that we all have to understand the concept and the word Lishma. What does Lishma mean? We want to do it for the reason that it is intended. All of the activities that we do, whether it's in secular matters, and certainly in the world of spiritual matters, we want to do it for the reason that is not attached to anything other than the reason for which it is intended. And that's part of the three words that come together in the phrase that we recite in Birchas HaTorah, V'lomdei Sarasecha Lishma, that it's not just that we should be lomdei Torah, that we shouldn't just be ones who study, live with the values and the ethics of Torah, but it should be lomdei Sarasecha Lishma. We should learn Torah for its own sake. And this is what we understand. Shenilmad Torah l'shem shamayim, v'lo l'shum v'kavona acheres. There should be no other reason. We know that, for example, when we celebrate a bris, we say, k'shem shenichnas labris, k'ni kones l'torah l'chup l'masim tovim, to a child, to a baby, which the commentaries explain that just like a child comes to this covenant with the purest of intentions, has no other reasons to come to this covenant, so too a person should come to Torah l'chup l'masim tovim. Torah, of course, for many reasons. Some learn Torah for reasons of kavod, for honor, for reasons of prestige, and that's what he explains in detail, quoting the Gemara Maseches Nedarim Daf Samich Beis, where the Gemara says, "V'garsin and Tani, we learned in a brisa, li'ahava es Hashem lekecha lishma b'kolo uledav kabo." We know that the pasuk tells us in Chumash that we have an obligation to love Hashem elokecha, to listen to His words, the precious words of Torah, uledav kabo. Uledav kabo has many explanations, but specifically to cling to Him. And the way the Gemara explains how you cling to Hashem is specifically through being mishamish tamidei chachamim, following the ways of the sages, the ways and the styles of the righteous ones, and learning, studying scrupulously His Torah, the Torah of Teres Hashem Temima. Shelo yomer adam, a person should not say, ekra, I'm going to study, I'm going to learn Torah, that I should become a chacham. The fact that you'll become a chacham, the fact you'll become wise, that's okay. That's going to be a nice tzitzah. That's going to be a nice result. But what happens if a person studies Torah, they never become wise? Doesn't mean that you shouldn't learn Torah. That means lefum tzara agra, the efforts that a person makes in and of itself, they are necessary. A person says, I'm not just doing this for wisdom, I'm not just doing this for the chachmas of Torah. I'm doing this because Hashem commanded me to study Torah, number one. Number two is, I'm not learning Torah eshna rebbe, that I should be called a rebbe, I should be called rabbi. That prestige that comes along with it. That's not why a person learns Torah. Elo, lemad, me'av. A person has to learn Torah for one reason and in one way. And that is mitech ava, loving a Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'yavta es Hashem l'kecha. Part of how we're ahavta es Hashem l'kecha is through limud Torah. And there's me'ava, v'seif ha-kavod lavo. In the end, of course there's going to be kavod that's going to come. Not that it's mitech lo lishma bo lishma. That's part of what it means to study Torah, to live with Torah, is that kavod comes, not to kavod ha-adam, the honor of a person in and of itself, but it's kavod haTorah. That person is honored not because of him or her, they're honored because of he and she, how they learn Torah, live Torah, study Torah, and are committed to Torah. That is the sefer kavod lavo. That's what explains how a person will come to live with that kavod, but it's not kavod for that person, it's kavod for the Torah itself. And finally, tonight, we just conclude by quoting the Gemara Maseches Tainus Daf Zayin, where the Gemara says, we learned that a braisa tanya haya rebbe, Rabbi Bana said, "Kol ha'osek b'Torah lishma." This isn't just like stam an idea. This is a virtue. This is a value. This is a goal. This is an achievement. We want to try to, with great steady and great purpose, get to that. Anybody who's osek b'Torah lishma for its reason for which it is intended, Torahso nasas lo sam chayim. The Torah will be for him an elixir of life. It'll be the medicine. It'll be that which heals. That which provides sustenance and provides the nourishment for every single person. There's Sam Moves, that's Averas, and there's Sam Chayim, which is Terasa, which is a person's Torah. And that, the Gemara explains, is not just Stam learning Torah, but it's Torah Lishma. I'm not doing it for any other reason except for the fact to express my love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm doing it to be able to be Dovkabo, to be connected and cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm doing it just for that reason and that reason alone.